Exercise 2B, page 68.
The French Spider-Man. While no one is looking, Frenchman Alain Robert jumps up an office building and starts to climb the wall. He hangs from balconies, crawls along ledges, and grips the edges of the glass and concrete. There's no rope and no safety net. He's using only his bare hands. By the time he's halfway up, a crowd has gathered on the pavement below. After an hour, he reaches the top and the crowd sighs with relief. Alain has climbed over 85 of the tallest structures in the world, including the Eiffel Tower, the Empire State Building, and the Petronas Twin Towers in Malaysia. One of his first climbs was at the age of 12. He didn't have his flat keys, and his parents were out, but he was able to climb up the outside of the building, 7 stories high, and crawl through a window. Nowadays, he can manage 80 stories, but amazingly, Alain suffers from vertigo. He feels dizzy when he's up high. He has fallen 7 times, suffering dozens of broken bones, which has left him partly disabled. But this doesn't stop Alain.
"I only think about what I can do, not what I can't do," he says.
So why does he do it? Apart from raising awareness about world issues such as climate change, Alain wants people to see their environment differently. He says,
"Maybe they think their building is ugly, this big tower with lots of glass, the opposite of a natural landscape. But for me, it's a kind of urban mountain. So I use the place where they work, and I make it a kind of wonderland. Everywhere I climb, I see people who are happy."
After a climb, Alain often leaves in handcuffs. What he does is sometimes illegal, but most of the time he just gets a fine. The police say he can't climb public buildings, but the only thing that stops this daredevil is rain. When it's wet, Alain can't grip the slippery surfaces. In 2002, he got stuck on the 35th floor of London's Canary Wharf Tower when it started to rain. Alain risks his life every time he climbs a new building. His nickname may be Spider-Man, but he is no superhero. He's just an ordinary man living a very dangerous life. You can see videos of Alain in action on YouTube.